Today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to start with Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, the Mishnah. Okay, in the Mishnah Nochri Shehilve Es Yisrael Al Chemsa, a Nochri that lent money to a Yisrael Al Chemsa. Now that means you're lending money to a guy, and the guy in exchange for the money is giving you a mashkein. Basically, he's giving you a mashkein. What is he giving you? He's giving you chametz. Okay, and where is that? Unless on the Gemara, the word is masculine. Where is the chametz being stored? The chametz being stored in your own house. I'm lending the guy, let's say, $100. So I don't trust the guy. The guy who says, so let me pay back the $100. In the meantime, the guy is going to give me, I have matzah. I have kosher matzah. Now, matzah is not a great idea. I take it back. We need chametz. So what am I saying? What am I saying? Wheat. Grain has to be chametz.
Grain does not.
So we need something preservatives. Entenmann's. Entenmann's is poison. It's full of preservatives. Anything that's full of preservatives is mamish poison. Right?
Yeah, mamish.
Okay, so the guy is giving packaged chametz worth $100, and he's giving it to me just in case I do not pay back. Though. Payback, the guy says to me, just again, do not pay the $100.
So $100 worth of Cheerios.
You'll have over here, you'll have the Cheerios. You'll have the cereal, I'm giving it to you now, carton of chametz worth $100. And where is it being stored? It's being stored in my house. And when is the due date? The due date, the guy must pay me back, let's say, by Shavuos. And the loan is taking place Purim. I'm lending him the $100 Purim. And the agreement is going to be paid back by Shavuos. And in the meantime, the guy is giving me a card worth of Cheerios. And now what happens? The card of Cheerios is sitting in my house. So I say to myself, listen, in my house, it's not mine. No problem, right? Big deal. It's in the basement. It's Pesach comes. It's not my problem. It's not my chametz. The chametz belongs to a guy. The guy only gave it to me as collateral just in case. He doesn't pay back the $100. It comes Shavuos. And guess what? I knock on the guy and say, you know, you owe me $100. The guy says, you know, sorry, I'm broke. I gave you a carton of Cheerios. Just keep the Cheerios. Keep it. That was the deal. It's worth $100. Keep it. The shaila now is, when I now take the Cheerios, does that mean that it was my Cheerios l'mafreya from Purim time? And that means I had chametz in my house over the entire Pesach. It's chametz she'ovar l'va Pesach. That is the big issue. So here we go. Nachmi Shahilve as Yisrael Al Khamsai and Nachmi that lent money to a Yisrael. Now I just told you the case the other way around. I made a mistake. I just told you the second case. So what I just told you, that's the second part of the mission, okay? So the second part of the mission was the Yisrael Shahilve Es Nachmi Al Khamsai Achara Pesach. What's the halacha? Let's just do the second half of the Mishnah first, because I got confused and I explained the second half. So the second half of the Mishnah says the Yisrael, Shehilve, Es Nochri, I lend you $100, Al Chemsoi, Achara Pesach, and now Pesach passes, it's now Shavuos, and now it turns out the loan was never paid, so Lemafreya, we're going to assume that I own the Chametz, also Behano. Now let's read the beginning of the Mishnah, all the way around. Let's say the guy lends me money. The guy gives me $100. And the guy says, I'm giving you $100, but I want a guarantee. So I give collateral. So I give the guy the Cheerios. I give the guy the chametz. I say, guy, here's a box of chametz. It's worth $100. In the event I do not pay you back, then you'll have your collateral. So let's read that. So Yidachu Shehilve Eschol Al Chemsoi Acher HaPesach. Look what it says. Mutar Behano. And I pay the guy back. I actually pay the guy back the money. I give him the money. Let's assume that's the case. We'll see in more detail. So where is the chametz? The chametz is in the rishus. Is in the rishus of the case going where I don't pay. That's the other way around. The case going where I don't pay the guy back the money. So I don't pay it back. Let's see the Rashi. We're all confused.
So we're talking about the first case.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go to the first. Let's see the Rashi of the first case. Okay. One case that I get a little confused. Let's see the Rashi. Caught. Nachri Shehil Ves Yisrael. First case is a guy lends a Yisrael money. Mos Al Chemsay Koydim Pesach. The Avol Pesach Mut Behana. What's the case? So Rashi just quoted the words of the Mishnah, did not explain whatsoever. It's a very unusual word. The word means you deposited. Okay, that's what that, we have to keep in memory, that word. Kishahirhinoi. I gave you possession. It's in your possession, etzloi, bebesoi. I gave the goy a box of chametz. V'shoye etzel hanochri, kol yimei pesach. They came with the motos mani v'loi pare. And guess what happens? And now the time comes, I did not. The case here is going where I defaulted on the loan. I did not pay back the goy the money. That's the case. And now, m'chusser gvayne nami loy hava. The goy does not have to go through the effort of coming to collect the chametz because the goy already has possession of the chametz in his house. Shari etzloy nosun, iglai milsa lemafreya, demisha shehirhinoi etzloy hava didei. So that means that since I, the Jew, did not pay back the goy the money, and in the meantime the goy has the mashkoin, and the goy does not have to go collect because the goy already has possession. So the Gemara is going to say a tremendous chiddush limafreya. From Purim, the goy already owned the box of chametz. So now if I want to have pleasure, let's say the goy says, come over to my house, so I'll give you some chametz, whatever he wants. It's not considered to be chametz she'ovar olav ha-pesach, because it's fully the property of the goy. The goy owns the chametz because the goy basically received the chametz. He bought the chametz. He gave me $100 and I gave him the chametz. And since I never paid him the money that I owed him, and the agreement was if I don't pay him, then he'll collect this box of chametz as payment, and he did not need to go through the effort of coming to collect. It was already in his reshus, and the time of the loan passed, I did not pay back. L'mafreya, the chametz belongs to the guy. Okay, now we do the reverse. Next Rashi, Yisrael Shulves Anachwi, Nami, same exact thing. Kevanti Hirhino Yetzloi, if the Yisrael lends money to a guy, if the Yisrael lends money to a guy, and the guy gives chametz to me, and the guy does not pay for the loan, Nami Kevan Dihirhinu Yetzloi, since the guy gave me the chametz, and the zman has arrived, the mot zmane v'loy parinon, and the time has come, and the goy did not pay me. May he shaita the oisei at the time of the loan come leberushusei. The nail in this situation, the reverse is true. It is indeed chomet she'ovar olav ha-pesach, and it's also behano. Okay,
because olav ha-pesach is the yid's rishus.
Right, the other way around. If the goy, if I give the goy money, and the guy gives me chametz, and the chametz is my rishus over Pesach, and the guy never ends up paying me, l'mafreya, it was my chametz, and it was chametz of a love of Pesach.
So can we say that when you say kol chamir v'chamir igav rishusay?
Oh. We have to discuss here, so we did not say kol chamir, because if you said kol chamir, then you add the yom afkar. That's a very good point. So let's assume that you did not say kol chamir. This concept, kol chamira, is a new, it's a modern day invention, right? So that's not from the time of the Gemara. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. Itmar, Baal Chayv. Now we start a new sugi, very long sugi. Baal Chayv. This obviously is going to touch upon what we learned in the Mishnah. The Gemara is first going to get back to the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. We have to first go through, the Gemara is going to go through the sidetrack on a very long Mishnah case to bring out this Yisoy. Now what's the Yisoy? Itmar, Baal Chayv. I lend you money, and you give me a mashkoin. I give you $100, and you give me an object. And let's say you give me land, or you give me an object, and then you default on the loan. You never pay me back the money that I lend you. So the question is, at what point in time did I own the property? Did I own the property from the time of the loan, or do I first become owner of the property at the time when you fail to pay me back? Is it mikanu lahaba, or is it lamafreya? Lamay nafkamina. The nafkamina is, if you or me are makdish the property before the loan comes due, do we have the power to be makdish the property? Let's see. Sidmar bal choyv, abayim abayim, we sell the property. Idmar bal choyv, abayim abayim, says lamar freyahu goyva. If you default on the loan, we go back retroactively. Lamar freyah, the property belonged to me. V'rova amar mikanu labo goyva. The Gemara explains, so now in the case with the loiva, the borrower, I am borrowing the money, okay? I'm the taker. Two different cases. So we have to remember the case slowly. I am the taker. I am the loiva. I am the borrower. And I'm giving you, have possession of my object, of a mashkin. And now, I, who no longer have possession, declare that this box, call it a box, this box is hegdish. So do I have the right to be makdish the box?
Why is it hegdish?
I want to make it hegdish.
Oh, I want to make it.
I want to
make it.
So that's what would be the case. I own a box. I own the box of whatever, it doesn't make a difference. And I'm borrowing $100 from you. You give me cash. In exchange for the cash, I give you the box. Okay, so you have the box, I have the $100. The loan is not yet due. The loan will be due in 6 months. And after 3 months, I have your cash, and I've given you the box, but it was originally my box. I declare I want that box to be the property of the Beis HaMikdash. I want to make it hegdish. Does it work? Do I have a right to do so? So the answer is definitely no. Why not? Or the zavin loiva, I put up an ad in the paper and I say I have a box for sale, and I put up an ad and I sell and I take, someone gives me $25 to go get your box. The box is in my Mayerfield's house. Everyone agrees I do not have the right to sell it. It's not mine.
Because
it's collateral. Because it's been given to you as collateral. Therefore, if I go and I sell it, you can go and you can take it away from the buyer. Or if I'm makdish it, you can take it away from the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a small little detail over here. Even though technically, when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you can tell the Beis HaMikdash, it's illegal. You have no right to take this property. This property belongs. The property is the person who was makdish. It had no right to be makdish. Midrabanan, it's not nice to walk into the Beis HaMikdash and take away property. So you have to give the Beis HaMikdash a penny. Redeem it. Even if it's worth $1 million, just give them a nickel and you can take it. That's what it says. Yossi Malva Parik. The Malva, the lender, can take it away. You can redeem it. It's not. Moisel of Dinar. You just have to go to the Beis HaMikdash and add a dinar. Say, here's a coin. Here's a nickel. And Upoides and Achasim, and take back the box that's worth $100. Because why? Because I have no right to be makdish something which I've given to you as collateral. Right? You lend me $100. I gave you in exchange an object. In the event that I do not pay you back the $100, you will take the object that I gave you and it will become your property. In the meantime, it's out of my rishus. It's in your rishus. It's meshubit to you. And therefore, whether you own it, you don't own it, lemafreya, now lemafreya, it doesn't make one bit of a difference. I have designated this box as payment, as collateral for the loan, and therefore, I no longer have rights to sanctify this box, the Beis HaMikdash, or to sell it to someone else. Regardless of if you own it, you don't own it, I own it, I don't own it, it doesn't make a difference. Right now, this has been designated as payment for the loan, it's out of my rishus, and you can you can take it away from them. That's not an issue. If you want to know the details, so Rashi brings the details, because look at the previous Rashi, go back to the previous page, Kuliyamu, 3 lines from the bottom. Kuliyamu loy pligi, it's a very good Rashi. Afil l'rova d'yamar arachshav hayu b'rishus loyve. Even according to Rava that says that we do not go l'mafreya. Moide hu de'ein mechirosei l'acher mechiru ve'ein hekdesh hekdesh shaharei mimushkonin hin l'malva. They are designated as kalat l'malva. V'yavagav shein lo shaloi inim b'rishusoi. Brachmon amar v'ish kiyak Kodesh. As Beisai Kodesh, we compare it to a bias. Ma Beisai Berushus, Av Kol Berushus. So it must be in your Rishus. And since it's not in my Rishus, I do not have the power to be Bakdish. Okay. So what then is the Shaila? Kipli, where is the Shaila? The Zovin Malve. The Kaddish Malve. The Machlekes here is going to be in a situation where you, the Malve, you are the one that is Makdish the Bak. So we're going to review. I lent you $100. I'm sorry, you lent me $100. Okay, you gave me cash. I have now your $100. And I gave you the box. And the arrangement is, in the event I don't pay you back, then it's your box. And the date is due in 6 months. And now on month number 3, you, Rabbi Meir Feld, goes ahead.
Meir Feld.
You, Rabbi Meir Feld, are makdish the box. Hey. Are makdish the box after 3 months. And then it turns out, after 6 months,
I pay you back.
No. I don't pay you back. I don't pay it. You gave me $100. I said, okay, here's the box, just in case, I'm a ganf. I don't pay you back. And after 3 months, you say, oh, you see this box? I want to make this box hektish, or I want to sell it to someone. Do you really have the right to do that?
No.
It's not yet 6 months.
Right.
Now 6 months pass, and I do not pay you back. I never paid you back. So now what does that mean? That means this box becomes yours. The question is, when did it become yours? Did it become yours after 6 months? Which means that the moment when you were makdish, it was premature. You had no right to be makdish. Or does it mean that after 6 months, I don't pay you back, retroactively it was yours from 6 months ago, and at the time when you were makdish, you indeed had the right to be makdish. So this is the machlekes. What is machlekes? Keep like the zabin malve or the kaddish malve. So abaye amar, that's machlekes vayin rova. Abaye amar limafreya hu goyva. It was yours from 6 months ago. Mineila keva the mother zmane, since his man has arrived. Veloy pare, since his man has arrived. Veloy pare, and you did not, and I did not pay you back. Iglai milsa limafreya dimekara dimafreya dimekara b'yushusa havekoi. It was your box 6 months ago. I'm a male of a shopper, actish, a shopper, zabin, and you did a very good, you had the right 3 months ago to be makdish and to sell it. The Rava Omar, no, mikan labo goivem, it's mikan labo. The cave on the ilu havile zuze, why? Because if I had money, have a misalik lebe zuze, I could have said, here's your $100 back, I want back my backs. Ishtakach, so according to Rav, it turns out, the hashda kokani, the first time you received ownership of this box is after 6 months. And therefore, after 3 months, when you sold it, when you knew a makdish, it was premature. You were not yet within your rights to do so. So therefore, it's invalid, and nothing happened. Okay, so we got it?
Well, I say nothing happened. It was invalid.
It was invalid, so therefore it's not hegdish. If someone comes along now and derives benefit, they're not chayef and mi'ila. They have not violated the issa derais of mi'ila. If you want, you can sell to someone else. It was premature. Okay? So this is the basics. And now we go to nusugi. Now we go to challenge halacha from this. Now it's a complicated halacha. Gotta keep a cheshma. Did the Rav really say that we do not go back l'mafreya? Rav says mikan ulahaba, we go forward, we don't go backwards. So let's now take a look at this halacha. The Omar Rami Bar Chama, here's the following case. It's a complicated case. You got to keep cheshbon. Okay, it's not so easy, this case. Ruvain Shemachar Sada L'Shem B'Achrayis. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon B'Achrayis, which means Ruvain is selling the field to Shimon, and he tells Shimon, in the event that someone comes along and repossesses this field, I will pay you back. Okay, so let's review. Ruvain is...
Comes and says,
Ruvain is selling the field to Shimon. And Reuben says to Shimon, Shimon says, I'm afraid to buy the field for him because maybe you have some outstanding debts. Could be that you have some outstanding debts somewhere in the world. Okay, so Reuben is selling something to Shimon, and Shimon is concerned. I don't want to go buy this field. I don't want to pay you $100 for the field, because maybe I'll pay you the $100, and maybe you owe someone money, and they will come and repossess the field. Okay, so it's shaky business. So Shimon is only going to buy the field from Reuben for $100 if Reuben guarantees that in the event the land is repossessed, Reuben will reimburse Shimon. So Reuben puts in writing, yes, I'm selling you the field, you're going to pay me $100, and I guarantee, just in case in the previous Gilgal, I had a divorce, or I had a bad loan, or I had some business, whatever it is, in a different city, and someone shows up and takes away, repossesses the land, don't worry, you will get a refund. Okay. Now, to make things more complicated, Shimon says, okay, I'm willing, I'm going to buy the field. One problem, I'm broke. I don't even have any money to pay for the field. So do me a favor also, lend me the money. See what a nice guy Reuben is? Reuben is really doing for Shimon two favors. Number one, I'm giving you the field. You'll owe me the $100.
Right.
Okay, you'll owe me, so you really should pay me cash right now, but you don't have the money, so okay, so we'll make it into a loan. You'll owe me the $100. And also, in the event, down forever, for the next 50 years, someone repossesses the land, don't worry, I will reimburse you. Okay? I'm assuming you're going to pay me back in the short term. In a year or two, you'll pay me back the $100. And then don't worry, even 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years later, if someone will take away the field, you'll get your refund. Okay? So that is the deal. And now, look what happens. It's getting very complicated what happens here. Reuven dies. Reuven dies. So Reuven never got his money.
Oh.
He never got his money. So who's now going to want the money? The children.
Yeah.
Okay? The children are going to want the money. But instead of the children coming to demand the money, guess what happens? There's someone else that's coming to repossess the land.
Who? What?
A guy from another city, another town. There's another guy. Someone shows up and says, oh, Shimon, you have this piece of land. Where did you get this piece of land from? So Shimon said, well, I bought it. I didn't really buy it. I bought it on loan from Reuven. So let's say we'll call him Yehuda. Yehuda says, well, I'm sorry to tell you, this land there's a lien on this land. You were not aware. You should have done a background research. But there's a lien on this piece of land. This piece of land was on lien because Reuven is a shady guy. He was married. He never paid the ksuba to his wife. Whatever it is, there's a lien. So I'm sorry to tell you, we're here to repossess this piece of land. Okay?
Yeah.
So what happens? So the Baal Chayv, the Reuven, the Tadaf Le Mishimon, and is about to repossess it from Shimon. So what does Shimon do? Shimon says, you know what? I love this land so much. You know what? I anyway have to pay Reuven the $100. Right. Anyway, I never paid for the land. That's the truth, right? It was not the case. The case was Reuven, Shimon never paid for the land. So you know, instead of giving the cash to Reuven's children, I'll give you the cash. Don't repossess the land. How much the land worth? The land is worth $100. I anyway owe $100. You know what? I'll pay you the $100. I'll give you the $100 to you, Yehuda, and you let me keep the land. We also Shimon the Paisei Bezuze. So who's the one that's left holding the bag? Who are the losers? Reuven's children. Good, you really got it. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so guess what? The Gemara says they're not going to be holding the bag. Dinahu, the law is, the Os B'nei Ruvain, the children of Ruvain will say, the Amulei L'Shimon, Anan Mitatle Shavke Avuch Kaboch. Our father left cash. Mitatle means cash. Mitatle in this context means cash by you. In other words, you owed our father $100 cash. Cash never goes to a creditor. If a person dies and he leaves over chayvos, the only way someone can collect chayvos from someone is another party is only if it's karka. If a person dies and he has property that had a previous lien, then the creditor, a previous creditor, in this case Yehuda, has the right to repossess karka. But a creditor never has the right to repossess cash, to collect cash. I repossess to collect cash from someone else. So therefore, Anan os matafle shavach avuch gaboch. So the children of Reuben will say to Shimon, our father told us that you, Shimon, owe our father cash. Umetadle diasme lebal choiv loy mishtabde. And therefore, the $100 cash that is owed to us from you does not go to Yehuda. So therefore, you made a very big mistake. You had no right, you had no halachic reason to give Yehuda $100 cash. The $100 cash was meant for us, for the Yisoinim, not for Yehuda. And therefore, you made a big mistake by giving the money to Yehuda. And therefore, it's too bad for you. We are now, you still owe us the $100 cash. You may, and therefore, give us either the $100 cash, or you know what? We're taking away the land from you. We're going to take back the karka from you. So you made a very big mistake with what you did. So let's review the case. Let's review again what happened. It's a little bit complicated, but now we're going to jump to the conclusion and bring out what we need for our Gemara. Let's review the case. Ruvain sold a piece of land to Shimon. And Shimon didn't have, and Ruvain said to Shimon, I'm selling you the land, and the terms are, if in the event the land is repossessed, you will get a refund. And we don't yet understand why we need those details. That will become clear in a few moments. But that's an important detail of this case. Ruvain says to Shimon, in the event the land is repossessed, you will get a refund. Shimon never actually paid for the land because Shimon was broke. So Shimon said, okay, I'll take the land and I will owe you the price of the land. I'll owe it to you, Ruvain. Okay, now what happens? What happens is Ruvain dies and Ruvain never receives payment for the land. So who now has a right to collect payment? Ruvain's children. But before Ruvain's children come around to collect the money from Shimon, Yehuda shows up. And Yehuda says to Shimon, Shimon, there is a lien on the piece of land. Hand over the land. So what does Yehuda say? What does Shimon say? I love this land so much. I anyway owe money. I anyway never paid for it. So I'll pay you. I'll pay you the money. There's a lien, so I'll pay you the money. I'll pay you the cash. Here's $100 cash. Leave me alone. So what happens? The children of Ruvain find out about this. They say, Shimon, I'm sorry, you still have to pay us the $100. Because you had no obligation to pay Yehuda. You have no obligation. The money was owed to us, not to Yehuda. And that money, when it comes to a person who dies, the cash goes to the children, to the Yisraelim. The cash does not go to creditors. And therefore, you had no obligation to do so. And therefore, what you did, it doesn't make any, it has no halakha grounds. So you still owe us the money and give us back the money or give us the land. Okay. The Amar Rava.
Why?
Now, what?
Why does he want the land back?
You either give us the money or give us the land. Oh. Give us the money, give us something back.
Okay.
Now, here comes the part that we need for our Gemara. The first one, the Amar Rava. Rava says, what should Shimon have done to protect himself in this situation? L'chatchila. When Yehuda shows up at his front door, when Yehuda shows up at the front door of Shimon and says, I'm sorry to tell you there's a lien on this land, Ipikeach Shimon, if Shimon was a wise man, Magve Luhu Aram, you know what he should have done, Shimon? Instead of Shimon paying the Yehuda cash, Shimon should have paid Yehuda land, different land. In other words, you should have had land. You should have went and somehow, how much time? I'll pay you land worth $100, different land. And that will satisfy Yehuda. Yehuda says there's a lien on this particular piece of land. Shimon will say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you that particular piece of land. Instead, I'll give you a different piece of land worth $100. Then what's going to happen? V'hodar, and here's the lumnus. Then the children of Reuven, look what's going to happen now. The children of Reuven are going to go to Shimon and say to Shimon, Shimon, you know, you never paid for the land. And because you never paid for the land, you know what? We're taking it away. We're taking it away from you. You never paid for it.
Well, who's taking it away?
What? Bezdin, the children of Reuven, are going to say, "V'hoda gavulei minayu," and then the children of Reuven will take away the land. But then, because there was a guarantee on the land, then Shimon will repossess his original land. Okay, in other words, instead of paying cash, you're going to pay with land. Let's see Rashi. It's a little bit confusing. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, it's the third wide line. Okay, let's just get this case straight. It's a little confusing. It's the third wide line of the Rashi's. Ipikach zesh Shimon. If Shimon was a clever man, yitoin v'yoyim alohem, ein limos lefroy lochem, elekarka yeshli. V'noyis nolohem b'choy voysom. And he will then give to the creditor, Yehuda, land for their obligation. Remember, what's Yehuda doing? Yehuda is showing up at the door of Shimon and is saying to Shimon, there is a lien on this piece of land. So Shimon will say, okay, you know what? Don't take away the land. You want $100. Here is another piece of land. Here's another piece of land.
But who says it's good? It's fertile.
It is good enough. It's well, except let's not go into, let's assume it's the same. Let's assume it's the same. It's worth $100. Then the choizer v'goyva oisa mehem b'shvil achrayos mechira shekibel aviem olav. When they collect this land, now let me just make sure I'm doing it the right way. I'm saying it the right way. I'm getting confused. I'm sorry. Let me read what's over here. Okay, so here's his way he learns the case in the forest, the way he learns in the Rashi, that Shimon will pay. Shimon will pay the children of Reuven a different piece of land. Let's review what's happening here. Let's review. Shimon is going to be attacked by two people. Shimon's going to be attacked. Don't lose me now. Don't lose me now. I'm a chazek. Gibor Kari. Shimon is going to be attacked by two people. Who's going to attack Shimon? Who's going to punch him out? Yehuda
Right.
Why Yehuda? Because Yehuda says, there's a lien. Who else can attack you? Attack poor Shimon. The children of Reuven. Why the children of Reuven? Because Shimon never paid for the land. Shimon took the land.
Right.
And Shimon promised to pay $100. And Shimon never paid $100 for the land. So Shimon's going to be, now after Reuven dies, Shimon's going to be under attack by two people. He's going to be under attack by Reuven's children, who want payment for the land, and will be under attack by the creditor, by Yehuda. Yehuda's going to want the land also, because the land is a lien on the land. So what should Shimon do to protect himself? So if Shimon would pay cash, he would lose out. That was the case before. Right. Then he would come away with nothing. But what Shimon should do is Shimon should pay Reuven's children with land, different piece of land. Okay, that's the chiddush.
What's the big deal if he would pay Reuven's children money or pay them land?
Because if Reuven, I'll explain to you why. If Shimon will pay Reuven's children cash. Let's say they would pay cash, right? Let's say he would pay cash. And then Yehuda would repossess the land.
Right.
Now, what does Shimon have now? He has nothing, right?
Nothing.
Because the land has been repossessed, and he already paid cash to who?
To
the Yarshim.
Right.
So now, what does Shimon say? Shimon says to the Yarshim, you know, it's not fair. Why is it not fair? Because your father promised me that in the event the land is repossessed, I would be reimbursed.
Mm-hmm.
So what do the Yesayimim say?
Nothing doing.
Nothing doing. Why nothing doing? The only time that you're able to get, how are we going to pay you back? All we have is cash. Our father did not leave us any land whatsoever. Our father left us nothing. He was broke, penniless. He died a pauper. The only thing he left over when he died was the shtar. And the shtar says that you, Shimon, owe us $100. You paid us $100. The land that you have, sorry, was repossessed by Yehuda. You now want to get reimbursed for losing the land, so you're coming to us. The law is, a Yosam only has to pay off his father's debt if the Yosam has character from the father. If the Yosam has from the father metal, lin, or cash, then they don't have to pay off any creditor. So there's nothing we can do for you. Sorry, Shimon. Let's review that case first. Okay, let's review the case. Reuven dies. Shimon is now attacked doubly. He's attacked by Yehuda, and he's attacked by the Yarshim.
Mm-hmm.
The Yarshim say, we want cash. Okay, here's cash. Now, after he pays cash, Yehuda comes and repossesses the land. So what does Shimon do? It's not fair. Your father promised, in the event that the land will be repossessed, I will be reimbursed. I want you to give me back the cash. What did the Yerushim say? Sorry, you already gave us the cash, and the cash is not going to go to pay you back, because the Talpun of the Yesonim have no Shibudin to go and pay off the Chayv of the father.
Yeah.
But here's where Shimon could protect himself. What Shimon should do is, he should pay the Yesayimim not with cash. He should pay the Yesayimim with karka. Ooh, karka. Okay, so first, Shimon pays the Yesayimim $100 worth of land. Now, a month later, Yehuda shows up at the front door of Shimon and says, you see that land? There's a lien on the land. We're taking it away. So now, what does Shimon do? Shimon says to the children of Reuven, your father guaranteed the land. And because he guaranteed the land, I'm taking back the land that I gave you. Oh, but they'll say, but we're not giving it back to you. Only time they can't do that is only when it comes to money. They collect money. But if they collect karka, then Karaka is Meshuba to pay off the Chayv of their father. Now here's the part that we need for our Gemara. This halacha, that Karaka is Meshuba to pay off the loan of the father, is only true with regard to Karaka that the father possessed at the time of his death. But Karaka that Yisoymin purchased after the father died with the father's money has no obligation. So here, looking down now, so what must then be? The fact that Rava says this is the way that Shimon can protect himself, it must be that Rava holds that when Shimon will pay Karaka to the children of Reuven, we don't view it that the Karaka being paid is being paid Mikan Lahaba after death.
Mm-hmm.
We view that the Karaka that the children of Reuven get is as if it was before the father died. Lemafreya. There was a loan. There was a guarantee. There was a guarantee that the father said, I'm going to go and reimburse you. And therefore, it's like a choif. And now when the father eventually gets there was a loan. The land that was paid for the debt is as if it was paid originally, right? Reuven said, I'm selling you the field. You owe me $100.
It was his at the time of death.
Even before that, the time that he sold him the field. He sold him field A for field B. I'm selling you field A for field B. That was the guarantee for field B. So now it's Kilu, he owned field B when he was still alive. Oh, if you own it when you're still alive, that field B is Meshubit for the Achrayas. The guarantee, just in case it'll be repossessed, then you'll have an obligation to use that land to pay off the guarantee for the land. So in other words, this whole halach of Rava only makes sense if Rava holds Limafreya hu goyver.
Yeah, but can't the children say, I don't want the land that's over there, I want this land, because this is by my house and that's outside the city?
Those are separate halachas. We're not going there now. Let's assume that the way it works out now, we don't have that issue. Let's not deal with that for now. Let's just deal with this particular case. Reuven said, I'm selling you this piece of land, you owe me money. Shimon says, oh, I don't have money, so instead of paying money, I'm going to pay you land. According to, if you learn the now and eventually, he doesn't pay money, he gives land. If you learn l'mafreyahu goyver, that means the land that is ultimately paid for the loan was as if it was collected, it was owned by the lender originally.
Mm-hmm.
If it was owned originally, then that piece of land is as meshubit to pay the achrayas if the land is repossessed. The land was repossessed by Yehuda, so that this land was in the possession of the father at the time of his life. This land is now meshubit to pay for the fact that the land was repossessed by Yehuda. So this halacha only makes sense if you learn l'mafreya hu goyva. But what does Rava say? Rava says mikanu lahabo hu goyva. So we got a stira. Let's see inside. So here we go. Omar, let's start from Omar Rava. Omar Rava is three lines down. First wide line. The Omar Rava. So Rava, here's Rava. Remember, Rava was the one that said that we go mikanu lahaba. We don't go limafer. But here Rava is now about to contradict himself. If he's a clever man, then magve luhu ara. He will pay the yisoinim when the orphans come and demand, you know, you owe our father $100, pay us cash. Don't pay cash. Let Shimon pay land, karaka. And if you pay karaka, and we're going to say the yisoinim afreyahu goyva, so the karaka was already owned at the time of when Reuven was alive. Then Yehuda will come along and repossess the other piece of land. When the other piece of land has now been repossessed, Shimon will go back to the Yisrael and say there was a guarantee. There's a guarantee. Let me see if your father had property when he was alive. That can make good on the guarantee. Oh, look at that. The piece of land that I ended up paying you since Lemafreya Hu Goiva, it was in your possession when your father was alive. And that's now going to make good on the guarantee. If you say mef karuka, because that all works in the principle of lemafreya, baal choiv. Now Shimon, who's the baal choiv in this case, choiziv goyiv oisam ehen. So now the Gemara says, look what's going on over here. I am arta b'shem lemafreya goyiv am tulachi choiziv goyiv oisam ehen. Tichaman the gavim chaim dabu and dami. It's like it was owned by the time the fire was alive. But Eli am arta b'shem lemafreya goyiv goyiv am I choiziv goyiv oisam ehen. But why, if you go behind laba, the fact is that when did the property come into the estate? It came into the estate after the death of the father, and that's already too late. Hahavi commanded Zovin Yasme, Nichse, it's like the Simon got cash, and with the cash they purchased property, and it's too late. That property they purchased, it's too late to be collected. Commanded Zovin Yasme, Nichse, Dami, the Ilu, Kona Yasme, Nichse, Mikom Shabdil, Bal Choiv. So very have a steer now in the sheet of Rava. On one hand, Rava says, Mikanu lahabahu goive. And here Rava himself is telling us, and the whole Yisoid Bikeach Shimoin is only word with the Yisoid of Mikanu lahafreu goive. So the Gemara is a very parable chiddush, very big chiddush. The Gemara says, Narakasha, Shiny Hossam, the Amaluhu Kihechi, Dim Dimish, Tabdono, Lei, Liavuchoin. The emesis, mikanu lahabahu goiva. But there's a new principle called shibuda Rabbi Nosson. A whole new yisoid. What's shibuda Rabbi Nosson? That if money is owed to you, if the chain rule, if I owe you money and you owe someone else money, it's as if I owe the third person money. And even that halach is so powerful, even if you learn mikanu lahabahu goive, even if you learn mikanu lahabahu goive, it still works. Mm-hmm. It's a special gzeris hakasim. What's the Rav Nosson? The Tanya. Rav Nosson, I'm there. Minay linoy shef. I have a claim. Linoy shef b'chaver amon. If I have a claim against you, I have a claim against you for $100.
Right.
And you have a claim against him for $100. I can go directly to him.
Mm-hmm.
What business do I have going to him? It's gzeris hakasim. You shall give them to one that you are guilty to. The pas does not say v'nosan la'asher noisheloi. Doesn't say the word noisheloi in the Torah. It says you shall give them to one that you are guilty to. Which the extremity of the lashon shenesh lo tells us, you can skip steps. That if I owe you, if you owe me money, and he owes you money, I can go directly to the original source. Even with certainly Kamal Habogai there. So therefore we no longer have a stira. The reason why in this case you have the right, the reason why in this case we have the right. Don't lose me now. Don't lose me now. The reason why in this case we can repossess, in this case, Rav is saying it pikeach, Shimon is a pikeach, he'll pay Reuven's children with karaka, and then we'll be able to repossess that very karaka. That's because of Shibud Rabbi Nosson, even though it's going to be Mikan Ulaba. Okay, so that concludes this little shtickle sugya. Now we're going to go to the next sugya, the sugya, which really is the reason how we got into this, the sugya of Chemse Shel Nochem. Tanan. Okay, this should be a little bit easier. Nachri Shel Vesa Yisrael Al Chemse. A guy, he lends money to a Yid. So he lends money to a Yisrael. The Yisrael receives cash, $100, and the Yisrael gives the guy a box of cereal, chametz stick of cereal, Cheerios. Right? So the guy has the Yid's chametz, al chemtzay, achar Pesach, and then the Yid does not pay back the money. Right? The Yid does not pay back the money. So one more time, the Yisrael borrows money, I borrow $100, And the guy is afraid that I'm not going to pay him back the money, so I give him, this is Purim, talking about Purim, I give him $100 worth of chametz, and the agreement is I'll pay you back by Shavuos. So it's now Pesach, I didn't pay back, my chametz is in the possession of the guy over Pesach, and then it comes Shavuos, and I never paid him back the money. So I never paid him back the money, so it turns out that the box of chametz that I gave him now becomes the property of the goy. But the shail is, at what point in time did it become the property of the goy? Did it become the property of the goy mikanu lahaba, from the zman of Shavuos the Eiluch? Or no, since I never paid him back the $100, limafreya, from the time of Purim already was the property of the goy. Lemay nafkamina, if it was the property of the goy at the time of Purim, it's not chametz over lola pesach. But it was the property of the goy from the time of Shavuos ve'elech, but over Pesach it was my chametz, then it's chametz over lola pesach. So it says in the Gemara Tanach, Yishol Ves Yishol Alchem, Sev Yachar Pesach, Mut Behano. Iyam Arta, Bishlema Lemafreya, if you can say Lemafreya Ugoiva, Lemafreya Ugoiva, Amdu Lohachim Mut Behano. El Iyam Arta, Mikan Lohamu Ugoiva, Amai Mut Behano, Birishuse Yishol Havikoi. It's in the Rishus of the Yisrael. So therefore, why it should be Asa Behano? Why is Nechasim Shol Pesach according to Rava? It's a Kashan Rava. So the Gemara is a tremendous Chiddush. Hachamai Eskinam Kishay here, Hinoi Etzlai. Tremendous Chiddush. The Chometz is in the possession of the guy. Like in, by possession is 9/10 of possession is 9/10 of ownership. Here it's better. That's the Goy Shazach. In Yiddish Shazach, it's 100% ownership, possession. Look at Rashi. Tremendous Chiddush. Look at Rashi. 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 On the bottom. Yisrael kishahirhinoi. It means deposit. It's an unusual word. You don't have that word too often, right? Kishahirhinoi etzloi. The base of shal nachri nosnoi. Kosalkotai techashta. The time of mission the havelei toras mashkoin. Ubal choiv koinem mashkoin. So we're going to have to see a lot more in the Gemara. The Gemara is going more. But right now the Gemara is saying it's a mashkoin. Okay, so I am giving possession of my chametz. Again, we're going like Rava. Rava learns mikan ulehabahu goyve. However, I don't have possession. Where is the, if it was the chametz in my rishos, and you would learn the yisoid of lemafreyahu goyve, it would also be not be yosu behana. But we go like Rava that says mikanu lahabahu goyve. So we got a very big problem on our hands. Mikanu lahabahu goyve, that means over Pesach it's moi tzechemtzoy shel Yisrael. So it should be chomeid she'ovel over Pesach. The Eteret says according to this point of the Gemara, I don't have possession. It's in the prior possession of a goy. Mimele, the goy has possession. It's a din of a mashkoin. And we're going to learn now a tremendous chiddush that a mashkoin, a special gzeres hakasov ulchatihi et tzedaka, a mashkoin is your property. It's your possession. Even between a Yisrael and a goy, the whole parsha of mashkoin in the Torah is between two yidden. It's not between a Yisrael and a goy. The Gemara at this point is mechadesh that if a Yisrael gives a goy a mashkoin, the goy gets the same din as a Yisrael, that it's the property of a goy, even if you say mikan labahu goyve. Okay, vaita. Leima kitanoi. Let's just machloke this very quickly. Yisrael shilve lenachri al chemtsoi liachra pesach. Yisrael let's lens goy. Ein oiver misho ein oiver. So the Yisrael has the chometz in his possession. Rabbi Meir, so ain't no oiver. Rabbi Meir Amru oiver. My lab broken. We give the Maaseh of the Mafreyu goiver. Maaseh mechan lab all goiver. So that's what we want to very similar. Like this is you go to Lafreyu. The case coming with the goy does not pay back is going to Lafreyu. Not according to Meir. According to them that you oiver it's lemafreya. If you learn not, it's not aimer safe. Avol nachri shulvet shul alchem so lach pesach and derek kol oiver. Okay, but, so you have to go through the whole thing. We're not going to have time to go through this. We'll have to stop here, but. We'll leave you with this.